Bryce says someone should, a person should always be humble like Hillel and not be strict like Shammai, and then brings a number of stories to prove this point. First story is about two people who had a bet who could make Hillel lose his temper. One of them took the bet and went to Hillel's house on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, as Hillel was busy with Shabbos preparations, and he went out and called, "Where's Hillel?" A very derogatory way for the Nasi Yisrael. And Hillel came out and treated him with respect and asked him his question, asked him to say his question. And yes, it's happened three times. Each time it was a ridiculous question. Why are the people of Babel's heads round? Why are the eyes of a certain nation, why are their eyes so round? Why do Africans have such wide, flat feet? And each time Hillel treated him with respect and patience and gave him an answer. The man realized that he'll never be successful in making Hillel lose his patience or his temper. Another story is where a guy went to Shammai and said, "I understand this Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat Peh, but I want to become a ger. I only have to believe in Torah Shabbat." Shammai threw him out. He then went to Hillel with the same request, and Hillel was Megayer him. So Hillel, the first day, taught him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal in that order. The next day, he went backwards, Tav, Shin, Reish, Kuf, and he said to Hillel, "What do you mean? Yesterday, you taught me the other way." Hillel said, "You're trusting me that this is the way it goes, that the way I taught you the first day, the way it goes. So trust me also that Torah Shabbat Peh is also from Hashem, and it's also just as important." And that way, this new Ger believed in Torah Shabbat Peh as well. Another story is a guy went to Shammai and told Shammai he wants to be Megayer. He wants him to make him a ger on the condition that he can teach him the whole Torah while he's standing on one foot. Shammai threw him out. Hillel was Megayer and said, "The main threat of the whole Torah is don't do to others. I'm sorry, what you don't want done to you, don't do unto others." The rest of the Torah is just an explanation of that principle. Another story where a guy went to Shammai and said, I want to become a ger on the condition that I can become the Kohen Gadol. Shammai threw him out. Hillel was Megayer and told him, "Listen, okay, first you have to first learn all the halachas." And when he learned the halachas, he saw the pasuk says, "Zora Karev Yumas." And Hillel told him, "Yeah, that's even David Melech Israel would also be Zora Karev Yumas, can't become a Kohen Gadol. So the ger said, "Kavachomer, I can't be either." But now he no longer had that desire to be the Kohen Gadol. He realized he's not allowed to be. He went to Shammai and said, "If you would have just explained it to me, I would have accepted it." All these three Gerim at one point met each other, and they said, "With the strictness of Shammai, we would have been chased away from the world of Avodas Hashem, but the humbleness of Hillel, the humility of Hillel, brought us all tachas kanfei Hashchina." Pasuk Kehillah says, "V'hoyeh emunas yitecha choysin yeshuas chochmas v'da'as," and then it says, "Yiras Hashem hi yitzaroi." Rish Lakish says these six words, "Emunas yitecha choysin yeshuas chochmas v'da'as," refers to the Shisha Siddur Mishnah, and says that even if someone learned all that, but it's Yiras Hashem hi yitzaroi. What Hashem values the most is the Yiras Hashem that someone has. Rava said these six words refer to the six questions that are asked to a person when he goes to the next world. Etc. But still, even if you did everything right, but it's Yiras Hashem Yiratzaray. Only if there's Yiras Hashem, if the person had Yiras Hashem, will he have a favorable judgment. Having all Torah and everything like that without having Yiras Shemaim is like a mushroom. Someone who has grain but no preservatives, all the grain will be worthless. Rabbi Bar Avuna says someone who has Torah but no Yiras Shemaim is like having the key to an inner door without having the key to open the outer door to get to the inner door. Yehuda says Hashem says that He created the world only so that people should fear Him. Rabbi Simon and Rabbi Elazar were sitting, and they each praise Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha differently. One praised him that he's a tremendous Talmid Chacham. One praised him that he's a tremendous he has tremendous fear of Averis, of sin. So you see that each one held what is more important. What's the more important praise? Rav Ula Darshan, the pasuk in Kehela says Al Tirsha Harbe. Does that mean don't become too wicked, but a little wicked you could become? What does that mean? He explains the meaning. If someone did something bad, don't say, "Ugh, I might as well continue doing bad." No, just because you ate some onions and your breath smells, don't make it smell worse. Or garlic, your breath smells, don't eat more garlic to make your breath smell worse. So don't do more of it. Stop when you can. Rabbi Bar Ula explains the pasuk in Tehillim that Hashem is saying it's not enough that Rishonim are not afraid of the Yom HaMisa. They even walk around confident on this world that they'll be fine in the next world as well. Mishnah said, "Chos al haner v'chulu." Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like? If he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, then the person should be chayiv in all the whole second set of cases in the Mishnah. And if he holds like a Shimon, then even in this case he should be potter, because extinguishing the flame to save the wicked is melacha shein tzricha legufa. Ula explains that Rabbi Yossi really holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why he's potter in all the other cases is because extinguishing is being mekalkel. And Rabbi Yossi holds that you're only chayiv for destruction when you intend to rebuild in the same spot of the stira of the destruction. That's why you're only chayiv for extinguishing when you intend to relight on that same spot with that wick. That's why he holds you only chayiv when you're trying to save the wick, because then you're going to relight that wick itself in the same place. We learn out everything from the Mishkan and all the Hilchos Shabbos in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, every time they were soiser the Mishkan, it was to rebuild it not in the same place, someplace else. So it was always a hacker, why is it only Yechayiv when you build it in the same place? Ula explains the Mishkan was always built again al Dvar Hashem, wherever the Eved said to put it. So therefore, it's considered like it was always the same place, because it was always done al Dvar Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan says that really Rabbi Yosi follows Rav Shimon, that a malacha shein esricha legufa is potter, and that's why he's not chayv in the other cases. But the reason why, when he extinguishes it, because he's chos al aner, when he's chos on the wick, in that case he's chayv, because we're discussing a case where he lit it to extinguish it to make it easier to light again. Therefore, the extinguishing is done for the purpose of extinguishing. It's done for that purpose, to extinguish it so that's better for later, not for another purpose. And that's why in that case it's chayev, even according to Rav Shimon.